This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, John Smoltz is in baseball's Hall of Fame. He is currently an analyst for the MLB Network and for Fox Sports. But next week, John's going to be competing in the U.S. Senior Open at the Broadmoor. It is a pleasure to welcome John Smoltz back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, John.
Well, hello, and thanks for having me on. I'm still, when I hear it, I still hope it's legit, and somebody didn't have a prank on me for the qualifier. I pinch myself every day. I still can't believe it.
You know, you've been on the show before. I don't know that I've asked you this. Who introduced you to the game? How'd you get started?
You know, I didn't play golf growing up. Grew up in Michigan. I got to A-ball after signing with the Tigers and was bored out of my mind for pitching once every 5 days. And I in Lakeland, just decided to pick up fishing and golf. And I started pursuing golf. And, you know, it was something that I got attracted to and very much consumed with it. Just the idea of playing golf, trying to, you know, I'm in a team sport. And now this is an individual, just kind of go get it, do what you got to do. So it really wasn't until I was about 21 years old that I decided to play golf, and I've been hooked on it ever since.
How good or not good were you when you started?
You know, it's funny because I never really remember shooting over 90. Like, I felt like the game, people were telling me what to hit, didn't know what to hit. My first birdie, that I can remember, was a 5-iron from 150 yards. So
Wait,
hit a line.
You remember your first birdie?
Yeah. I remember hitting this line drive on a par 5. Ball never got more than 15 yards in the air, and it just rolled down the fairway and rolled on the green and hit the pin and went in. And a buddy of mine that I grew up with said, "You have no idea how lucky that is." And that was my first birdie. And it's been a passion of mine ever since, just to kind of progress and see how good I could get.
I have heard you say in this experience that this parts of this may be bigger than some of your accomplishments in baseball. Is that because golf is an individual sport, or is it because you had such high expectations in baseball compared to golf?
Yeah, I think because whenever you do something for your livelihood and a, you know, passion and goal, it's not that you take things for granted, but that's what you want to do, and you became very good at it. You know, and I always prided myself because that's the reality of what I wanted to do when I was 7. But then when you start having ulterior goals or motives to try to see what you can do in something else, I loved playing basketball. I played basketball until this past year, by the way. And when I played, when I got to 50, I decided that this was going to start affecting my golf, and I put basketball down. But I am a self-taught in whatever I've done, and I believe I can find a way. The only thing I've never done or had any ambition of doing is putting ice skates on, and that's kind of ironic because I grew up in, you know, Michigan, where it seems like that would be much more popular. And golf, just something that each and every day you wake up, you feel like that might be your day to shoot that number, to have everything go your way. And I've been doing this ever since, you know, Lakeland, Florida, trying to get to the best that I can be.
Where you mentioned turning 50, was this something you were shooting for? Were you thinking of 50? Were you thinking of the Senior Open?
Yeah, when I was playing, I used to tell all my teammates that, you know, in the latter part of my career, my desire was to play till I was in my mid-40s and then take time off and try to get competitive and try to get good enough to compete on the senior tour level. That was always a goal. I used to tell them all the time, I'm going to play on an event. I just don't know when. And they used to probably roll their eyes and go, yeah, whatever. I've had this kind of mapped out in my mind for quite some time. And you know, once I turned 50, that was the happiest day of my life because I knew I had a chance now to do what really I'd been talking about for 10 years.
I was going to ask you, what look did you get from Maddox when you told him that?
You know, I think most of the guys realized how competitive I was and that, for the most part, as time went on, I was able to live up to most of what I would say. And it started really all the way back when we were terrible. And I never thought I'd ever get a chance to play with a professional golfer. Whoever thinks you would get that opportunity. We're losing 100 games. Nobody knows who we are. And I used to tell my buddy, you know, tell the teammates, I'm like, look, you give me a chance to play with a pro and I'll raise to the occasion. And they were like, whatever. It's never going to happen and you're never going to do it. Well, Mark Kokovecki, Ken Green, and Lee Trevino had the good, the bad, the ugly tournament in West Palm Beach at the Breakers West, and they invited me, Glavin, and Avery. And so I was, here's my moment, and I never thought it would happen. And I shoot my career best at the time, a 70, and it makes the front page of the paper. And I come into the clubhouse, raring to go, ready to let people have it. Nobody wanted to talk to me. And a lot of the guys put sanitaries over their ears so they couldn't hear. So that kind of was the start of just being able to think bigger than possible, because I do dream big goals and I do try to achieve them. And you know, it just kind of gone from that to where I am today, trying to figure out how I can be a better tournament golfer.
We're talking with John Smoltz here on the Augusta Golf Show. Okay, well, that leads me to this, John. How does the athlete in you balance your expectations for this tournament? You mentioned you're obviously competitive. You're good at the game, but you're going up against guys who play the game for a living. How do you balance your expectations? Or do you?
No, I've learned from valuable lessons and failures. My expectations and my excitement to play these in the past got the best of me when I would get out there. Look, I don't have the schedule that's conducive for this. That's what makes this story pretty cool for me. I mean, I've got full-time baseball that I'm in the middle of, and I try to squeeze in golf when I can, in between minute meetings, on the road a lot. And so I kind of swoop in the past and try to play in these events, and you know, you hope you got whatever you need for that day. And I just never allowed myself to play the kind of golf I wanted to, whether it was anxiousness, whether it was learning how to slow everything down. And it's the same way I felt for when I go to Tahoe. I'm so excited to play an American Century Championship that when I get there, the excitement outdoes the ability to actually play golf. And I'm learning from past failures, actually, that kind of helped me for this previous one.
Would you think, John, that's the most important thing you've learned from, it's not your first rodeo, you have played in these events. Is that what you've learned the most in these events?
Yeah, you know, when you're playing a team sport and when you're doing what you feel is comfortable, and I can make a pitch with the bases loaded 3-2 a lot better than I can make a short chip or in between bunker shot, because I just have more reps. I know what that environment's like. I'm not afraid of the moment, and I'm not afraid of pressure. It's just when you're uncomfortable and not having as many reps as the next person, you don't know how to deal with it until you go through it. So I've stood over shots before, felt like I was going to make a good shot, but was in between, not committed. And, you know, I call it, if I can play freedom golf, that's just the way my terminology is. When you're able to play casual golf, there's no tension at all. And I can, you know, everyone can play great golf because there's nobody watching and you hit one out of bounds, no big deal. But being able to play that kind of golf loose and free when you're under the gun, that's what these guys are so good at. You know, they're used to this environment. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm having to practice all these last 2 weeks of slowing everything down, driving slower, brushing my teeth slower, thinking slower, because I'm go get it, let's go, let's play 36 in 3.5 hours rather than try to slow the process down, walk, play in a golf tournament that these guys have been doing their whole life.
Have you played the Broadmoor?
I have not. And, you know, I didn't play the qualifier course either, so I didn't know anything about it. And you know, I'm going to get out there and play some practice round with some of the guys, which they've been great in reaching out to me. And, look, I've played with a lot of these senior tour players in the events the last couple years with, you know, our Diamond Resorts. We had a tournament that made it really neat to get to see why in a 3-day span there's such a separation between us and them.
Yeah. He is John Smoltz. I'm wishing you nothing but the best, John. Good luck with this. It'll be exciting to watch. It'll be fun to watch. I love the aspect that, to your point, it's not what you do. You're testing yourself. That's what the game's about. I love that. John, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me. My pleasure.